This article from Dissenter says, contemporary worship is a breeding ground for idolatry and for false worship. The contemporary Christian contemporary music industry is a modern-day embodiment of false worship and idolatry, mooching off the name of Christ to launch careers. This is exactly what is going on with people like Natasha Owens. And she's not the only one. Bigger names than that. Only to end up apostatizing and blaspheming him and to support the very things that God abhors, like homosexuality, abortion, and more. The industry is a prime example of how worship can become a shallow veneer. Think of a gold-plated apple, rotten to the core, masking a reality of self-indulgence and rebellion against God's holiness. This industry is littered with so-called worship artists who start out professing the name of Christ only to later reject him in favor of worldly acclaim. These artists, whether it be Hillsong, Elevation, Jars of Clay, Cadman's Call, Lecrae, DC Talk, they use Christianity to gain popularity only to turn their backs on God once they've achieved their success. It's an all-too-familiar pattern, and we've seen it with so many of these famous groups that are out there. They're quick to align themselves with whatever culture is willing to pay them for their music, and that's what's going on right now with this song, for example. Oh, she can make a quick buck, praising Jesus. Well, I can make even more money praising Trump. Let me do that. In Hosea, Israel is likened to an unfaithful wife chasing after other lovers. But just as Israel turned to idols and forsook the Lord, so too has contemporary worship scene turned to the idols of fame, fortune, and cultural relevance. And now politics can be added to that as part of the cultural relevance. They sacrifice their integrity on the altars of popularity and acceptance, committing spiritual adultery against God. And Trump is encouraging them. Why? Because the Democrats have gone full on against the values of Christians. But it's not to say that the Republicans support those values. Again, the solution is local. Your relationship with God is not anything that they have any control over, and they never will. They can outlaw Christianity like they do in some of these other countries, and yet they can't stop you. They can't stop Christians in these Marxist countries in Africa. They can't stop you. They can't stop Christians in China. There's nothing they can do to stop you from worshiping God, to stop you from, taking your family along with you to heaven. There's nothing they can do against this if we do this at the local level. Our ability to have a free and prosperous country does not depend on Trump. It depends on God. God is the one who gives us peace and prosperity. The founders of this country understood that, but people don't understand it today. They said liberty is a blessing from God, and it is. And they understood that. And even people who, if you look at their writings, people like Franklin and others, they seem to be deists or whatever. And yet, even they would say that God had providentially let America exist as a nation and had blessed them with victory and with peace and with liberty. Not so today. Today, we look to politicians and we look to government to give us peace and liberty and prosperity. We have made a God not just of Trump. We have made a God of government. Government is our idol. Washington, the city of Washington, is our idol. That's why we got to put somebody on that throne. Who do I want on that throne? Who do I want? As Peter was talking about Lincoln, they literally, and it's described that way in the Park Service, they said they built a temple to him. They're not even trying to hide the fact that the Lincoln Memorial is a temple. That's the legacy of Lincoln, this all-powerful, omnipotent government. And now with the technology we have, it has become omnipresent as well as knowing everything about us, omniscient. And so it has tried to create the, and you look at that too right there. I'd never noticed that, the front of the, look at this, in this temple. I had never noticed that the sides of his chair there were fascista is the way I pronounce it, but, you know, the fascist symbol of Rome that became the symbol of Mussolini and the fascists and so forth. But it truly is fascism. We have made a god of government, and so it's not surprising that people worship Trump, is it? And that's why we have the kind of problems that we do in this country, because we are worshiping government. The contemporary Christian music industry is a mere microcosm of the larger issue within the professing church today, a breeding ground for false worship and for idolatry. And here's one example of this before we get back to the politics stuff. I was absolutely stunned to see this article of a Texas woman who's visiting a church service, and she talked to local news about it, KBTX News. She said she's blind and she has a service dog. And this was a new contemporary church that was opening up, and they turned her away because they said, your guide dog is going to get stressed. We got a lot of flashing lights and we got loud music, and it's going to be inappropriate for a guide dog, so you can't come in here. What a perversion of Christianity, right? People who should be all about opening up the eyes of people, and yet when you got somebody who's literally blind, they turn her away because we got flashing lights and loud music and your guide dog is going to be messed up. Well, they don't know anything about God, and they don't even know anything about guide dogs for that matter. We used to work with guide dogs for the blind, and they had, they were based in New York, and they had puppy raisers that were all up and down the East Coast, from New York, where their headquarters, New York State, where their headquarters was, down to North Carolina. I had somebody say to me, she said, well, I'm not denying you. I'm denying your service animal. Well, by extension, you are denying me, because Betty and I are a cohesive unit. There was just this feeling of being turned away, this feeling of embarrassment, this feeling of being excluded from something. And of course, we have churches who turn people away because they don't embrace the LGBT religion. They don't embrace the idols of LGBT and all the rest of this stuff. While governments, businesses, they're turned away from churches that do embrace all that stuff. While governments, businesses, and nonprofits must comply with the American Disabilities Act and allow service animals entry into their spaces, churches and religious institutions are exempt. I guess they expected that a church or religious institution would go out of their way to accommodate people. How foolish to think that, I guess. So she said her dog has years of extensive and specialized training, including being calm and focused throughout all sorts of noise and chaos, that she should be able to decide what sort of environment is inappropriate or not. Or this. A church holds a Shrek-themed church service for the usual goofy reasons, says Protestia. Last summer, Pathfinder Church in Ellisville, Missouri, put up a Shrek-themed church service as part of their Real Gospel series, and they spell Real, R-E-E-L, as in Hollywood. The promo material for the four-week series reveals that because, quote, all of our best human stories contain echoes of divine truth. Well, I don't know. I mean, there's like real stories in the Bible that have divine truth, not just elements of it. I wonder how in their Shrek program, how they handle the Larry King tranny character. And so, you know, they've got, I guess, you know, they've got a series of these things. I guess, you know, have week number four of our Book of Shrek that we're that we're going to be doing here. Apparently, they can't find what they need in the Bible, but they can find it in Shrek. Isn't that amazing? And then you have, as I said before, it's not just the people who are blind that are being kicked away, but you have the blind leading the blind in some of these places. A virtue twerking white pastor is the headline from Protestia. Says churches whose staff pages feature mostly white people should burn down their website. And this is a DEI consulting nonprofit that he co-chairs. They call it the One Race Movement. Now, you know, if we really do understand the Bible says that God has made of all nations, of one blood. I like the way Ken Ham put it. He said, we're the human race. It's one race. We don't divide by, you know, Jew and Greek or black and white and all these other things. God has made of one nation, of one blood, all nations. And so that really is the approach that we should take, but that's not the approach that these DEI people take. He has no criticism of all black churches, for example. He says, if you got a majority white church, the worst thing you can do is have your staff page up on your website. In fact, I was just looking at a church a few months ago. Their entire staff was white, except for their janitor. He said, just take the whole thing down. Just burn your website down. Burn it down. What are we doing? What are we doing? We don't think the people are looking at that. Yeah, he is looking at the external, isn't he? And he's pushing people away. This pastor says Lydia could have been a lesbian and Paul should sit this one out. And of course, this is a woman wearing a rainbow cloak and calling herself a pastor. So, you know, what do we do to approach this stuff? Well, again, I think that if you look at these people who say that they are inclusive, they're not. Just as these people who say that they want liberty, but they are slaves to sin.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.